KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Brittany. Sparks.
The balls on that guy must have been amazing.
Greg. Fat, hairy, balding comic.
It's BS in the morning.
Hey. Yo. Good morning.
Hey, it's Friday the 13th.
Oh my.
Yeah. Whoa.
Wrong movie, but it's possible.
Hey, you know, Greg, we're going to be seeing a lot of each other today.
I know.
Like, more than I'm probably comfortable with.
Yeah, I know. We're going to be...
We got the show here. We're doing the show, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Then after that, we're going to be in Logandale from 11 to 1.
That's true.
We're getting hit up by some people in Logandale saying... When are you going to be up in Logandale? And we're like, 11 to 1.
Yeah.
And then, tonight, Stephen Wright. We're going to go check out Stephen Wright tonight.
I know.
Together, holding hands.
Well,
should be fun. I can't wait.
We'll see if we make it that far.
If I'm lucky.
I see a breakup coming on.
Get
back from
Logandale. Oh, no. All right, well, are you ready for the Slayer news?
Better get me a funnel cake.
Ooh, at the fair? Then it's a date.
Yeah.
Here's what's trending from a gut that's unending.
I have news.
It's the Slayer news.
Well, a bill passed the Senate in Louisiana making it illegal to have sex with animals. Now, that wouldn't be that
well,
big of a...
Well, that's good.
Yeah, exactly. You would think that wouldn't be a big story, except for it was not a unanimous vote. 10 senators, state senators, voted on the other side. I don't understand it. Yeah.
They said, no, we want to have sex with animals?
Yeah, I don't understand it either. But it says the bill would make sexual abuse of an animal illegal.
Yeah.
And set penalties for those convicted. But these 10 senators, John Alario, Brett Elaine, Dan Clater, Jack Donahue, Jim Fannin, Ryan Gotti, Gerald Long, Beth Mitzel, Jonathan Perry, and Neil Reiser should all have their animals taken away if they have any immediately, and also voted against the bill. So I don't know. That's funny that their local news listed all the people that voted against
it. Of course. Point them out. Who voted for these people?
There's nothing about the people that voted for it on here, just the people that
voted against it. That's fine. They don't need to be named. These people need to be shunned.
Yeah. Pretty weird.
Louisiana,
also,
what are you doing? Maybe they thought the punishment wasn't harsh enough. Maybe it was one of those.
I don't know.
All right, I don't know.
You would think somebody would come out and defend their position if that was the case. You know, I haven't seen anything. 31% of Americans, now this is going to make you feel sad about our school system, and believe that less than a million Jews were killed in the Holocaust when it was actually 6 million.
Hold on, what, 31%?
31% of our country doesn't even know that millions of Jews were killed.
Nearly
in the Holocaust.
A third?
Yeah.
What?
41% of Americans cannot say what Auschwitz was, if you ask
what?
Them. That's almost half the country. More than half the country think that Hitler came to power through force, like he took over Germany.
What?
Yeah, I'm like, where'd he
Does
start?
Does anyone watch
anything?
Anything or read anything?
Yeah.
Or do you remember school? Like,
or watch
what?
A Mel Brooks play? I mean, anything. You can watch any. You can find out stuff anywhere. I don't understand.
That's right. Mel Brooks. Historically, quite accurate.
Yeah. The survey was conducted by Schoen Consulting in February. The results are just coming out now. It involved 1,350 American adults, but it was like scattered around, you know, to make it representative of the country.
10 of them were probably senators from Louisiana.
Yeah, exactly.
What is going on?
And before
man?
You think it's just millennials, they were only 31% of the survey. So there's 70% of other people that had no idea.
Either. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Margin of error, plus or minus 3%. So even if you give them the 3%, it's still pretty stupid.
I remember when I was a kid, my teacher, and it was on like network television, uncensored.
Yeah.
I almost said Shawshank Redemption. Yeah. Schindler's List.
Oh, yeah. It's a great movie.
Yeah. It was on like ABC or something. Sure. This was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And my teacher, it was mandatory watching. We had to go. We had a test on it the next day. They're like, you need to watch this on TV.
I remember the actual
whole thing.
The videos of them like bulldozing all these, you know, horribly desecrated bodies into like a big.
Oh, yeah. Mass graves.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Mass graves. We had to watch that in class and we had to take tests on that too.
Yeah, I know.
Like, how do you not know this happened?
The whole thing is just, it's insane.
It's weird how just time goes on and things start to disappear. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but.
Yeah, but you can. You know, Auschwitz is still there. Like, you can go and.
Well, it's such a.
Take
the
a
word
tour.
Immediately, when you hear the word, you're like, yeah, I know what that is. I mean, it's. Yeah, exactly. It gets you chills.
Yeah.
In a bad way, obviously. But if this is the percentages on this stuff, could you imagine, like, other questions? I want to see other stuff they ask people.
Yeah, you know? Like.
Where is your beehole? Like, well, 37% did not know.
I was going to go with the solar system, but yeah, beehole works as well. Sure. That's black hole, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Wow.
Last
story. So scary.
Little happier note. The Knights play tonight.
Hey!
And the playoffs, they're up 1-0 against the
right.
Kings. And the Kings are actually going to be down one of their best defensemen.
Really?
Yeah. Drew Doughty has been suspended for game two for an illegal check to the head of forward William Carrier.
Brutal.
Yeah, dude. So that should give the Knights an advantage. I mean, they already had one because the Kings are some bitches, but.
I know.
But yeah, man. So.
The hierarchy, though, is the Kings over the Knights.
Oh, yeah.
In medieval times.
Well.
But we're flipping the script.
Yeah, but what if there's like a mutiny?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Besides, I don't remember any Kings of the Round Table.
That's right. Well, yeah. There was King Arthur. But you think all of his knights could probably just gang up on him.
Plus, his name's Arthur. Come on.
King Artie. Hey, Artie. You're right. Guy's name's Art, and when he takes off the crown, everyone's just calling him Art.
I believe that I'm not in the prediction business, but I got a good feeling about tonight.
It should be good. We're looking for foghorns on ice. That's what
That's
we're
right.
looking for the Vegas Golden Knights.
That's the Slayer News for today.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it. Wow, we have a great show for you today. We have a lot of things involving comedy. Sadly, it's not this show. you got Louis Anderson. He's on the program today.
Yes.
Which is great. Great dude.
Amazing.
Who hates Louis Anderson?
Nobody hates Louis Anderson.
So we're going to be talking with him. He's got a new book out. He's got a new stand-up special out as well. It's available on Amazon. All kinds of cool stuff going on with him, so we have a lot to chat.
Yes.
Comedy Cellar tickets. Greer Barnes. He's at the Comedy Cellar. Look, Greer Barnes, that's a heavy hitter in the comedy world. Okay, so definitely get there to the Comedy Cellar and see him. He's tonight to the 15th. That's where he's going to be there. So make sure you go see it. And then, of course, Los Rages tickets, two-day tickets, two-day festival. So you got a pair for each day, the 20th and then the 21st.
Dude, those are some popular tickets, man. Everywhere I go, people are asking me about those things.
How are we on the Twitter? Yesterday I saw we were 100 away.
I believe we're about 80 away.
80 away. Come on, we can do this by the end of the damn show. Please jump on their Twitter. It's at BS Morning Show. That's our Twitter page. We just started.
Somebody's going to get dickies.
Exactly. Once we hit 500 followers, we're going to give away a pair of Los Rages tickets. Both days, so two pair, one for each night over there, Los Rages, to one of the first 500 people that follow over there, twitter.com/BS Morning Show. So hit it up. You can always call us. Lost Boy's here. Hi, Lost Boy.
Hi.
He's here. He's ready to take your calls. So talk to him, 876-3692, before you chat with us. And then, of course, you can always text in as well, BS and your message, 69187. Should be good. Brittany's out. She'll be back Monday. Sick puppies, you're going down. It's comp. Oh, man, I never saw AC/DC live. What an idiot. What a moron. I love that band. I had a chance to see them twice. Once front row, and I didn't go.
Wow.
I'm a moron.
That's pretty dumb.
I know. I wanted to go, but I was like, we'll give away on the radio. This will get us ratings. And no. No, it didn't, and I didn't go to the show.
You mean you gave the tickets away?
I gave them away at like a bar remote.
Are you serious?
This was when I worked up in Fargo, North Dakota.
Oh, great.
Yeah, dude.
So some barefoot guy with no teeth went in your spot and you didn't even get to go.
No, you know who won him? A dude who took the train from Saskatchewan.
Really?
It was like a 30-hour train ride.
That guy deserves him.
And he didn't have tickets.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm the biggest AC/DC fan in the world. And,
no, I don't feel so bad. So he won. Did a good thing for that man.
Right, yeah, yeah. I was like, all right, dude, you took a train and the whole thing. Yeah. And, I was like, I'll catch him next tour. They tour.
Yeah.
And then they came here to Vegas, and then I don't know why, but I was planning on going, and then something happened. I didn't end up going. I'm like, I'll get him next time. And then.
Well, I was more important to that guy than you. You had other opportunities.
Yeah, I didn't take a train for 30
sex
hours.
Sex sometimes and, you know, other stuff that you
something does. Going on. So I still regret all life choices. AC/DC, one of the greatest bands of all time. All right, check this out. Coming up here in 3.5 minutes. Greg, you've been in a fight club before. I know you've mentioned that, right?
Yes.
We're going to talk about your fight club experience.
Okay.
And then how one teacher has been arrested and it involves fight clubs.
Wow.
And if it's a good idea or a bad idea. And what's the obsession with fight clubs? That's coming up here right after Greta Van Fleet. I'm digging the band, man. Listen to that. Good Lord. They're young kids. They're like 19 years old, 20 years old. I'm looking forward to big things from these guys. This one's Safari Song. It's Comp.
Proof that people are dumber than you are. It's BS in the morning.
Fight clubs. They were big, man. First of all, the movie's probably top five movies of all time, right? Fight Club? Come on, what? Don't do that.
Well, top five?
Top five of all time.
You got the first two Godfathers and Goodfellas in the top three already. I mean, you don't have room for that.
I don't know. Top ten. Top 10. Fight Club's better than...
It's a really good... let's just put it this way. I like movies more than most people, so I've probably seen more movies than the average person, so...
Okay, wait one second.
Hey, go ahead.
I have something for you right here.
Oh, good for you!
I'm just saying I can name five movies better than Fight Club right now.
What?
Yes.
Do it.
All right. Godfather 1, Godfather 2, Goodfellas, Casino.
They're all mafia movies.
They're all the best movies.
No. Casino is not better... Goodfellas is better than Fight Club.
So Casino, the first two Godfathers.
No.
All right, you know what? You're right about Casino, maybe. Because it's not my favorite, but it's got the guys in it that I love. So, you know, I got to go. What else? There's a million other movies. I don't know.
You're also going to name any Pacino.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction I would put in my top five.
All right, so that's five.
No, you just said Casino's
all right, fine. Shawshank.
Yeah, I like how three of the five are mafia movies with
the
same
people. Yeah, but three of the five are the best actors of all time.
Okay, so that's your bias.
How is it biased?
I'm just saying that's your opinion. Of course, it's coming from you. Of course, it's biased.
No.
Yes.
No. Well, I mean, it's obviously subjective, but
yeah.
If you have five and that doesn't have Godfather in it, I mean, I can't really talk to you.
How about this? For me, Fight Club is five in the top five movies of all time.
That's fine. It's a really good movie.
Oh, my God. It's incredible. Here's the thing. It kind of started this whole scene of fight clubs after that. Everyone's like, you know what? It's kind of a good idea, right? Just go there, do some bare knuckle boxing in someone's basement.
Sure.
Fine. Let's do it. Did it ever move to the classroom for you? Have you ever seen it go there?
You mean at the school?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We started. We didn't even know about Fight Club yet, by the way. The movie wasn't even out yet, but... We were at school one day, and this kid's like, you know, I used to box. And then, you know, another guy's like, well, Greg, didn't you used to box? And I was like, yeah, I used to box. And they're like, let's go have a little fight in somebody's yard. So we used to call this guy Platypus. I don't know why. But we used this guy named Platypus's yard, his backyard. And we had a little boxing match, and a few people showed up from school, you know. And then some other kid's like, hey, I want to fight another guy, you know, whatever. And it wasn't like animosity. It was just like, let's just box each other in the backyard. So then another kid came, and they fought, and they had a bigger crowd. Dude, like 6 months later, man, everybody from school after school would just come down to this backyard.
Wait, how often were 6 months later?
Oh, yeah. This went on for a while.
Where's Platypus's parents?
They used to be at work all the time. So after school, we'd come after work and use their backyard. And that turned to the point where everybody's making home videos. It's like, you know, like crew set up with like cameras. Not like, I mean, they're our own people, but, you know.
And there's like guys out there hanging out, you know, like dudes smoking weed, watching us box. And it was just ridiculous. We had like a whole entire school watching us after school. And then we're sitting there, we're trying to like make matches. Like, I bet this guy from the football team could beat up this guy, you know. And they would come fight.
Did it ever get shut down by cops?
No, they never got shut down by cops, but there was some complaints from parents, I heard, and stuff. So we kind of started moving around to different yards.
How come Johnny has black eyes every week?
We even made little hats. We called it like the Underground Boxing Crew or something. We had these little hats that said UBC and little beanies.
Beanies?
Yeah.
You got them sewn?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a place called Fan Mart in Chula Vista. You go down there for like $3, dude. They make whatever you want.
Fan Mart?
Yeah, it's like a little swap meet.
All right. Okay. Where are you from?
Like everywhere.
All right, here. Listen to this whole thing. This is from Connecticut.
It was outside court that 23-year-old Ryan Fish told us he should have spoken up to school administrators.
Didn't know what to do.
Denying being involved, we talked to Fish after he faced a judge at Norwich Superior Court today. He is accused of running a fight club while being a substitute teacher at Montville High School.
This is giving a very bad message to the young people.
Police tell us the fight club happened in a classroom during school hours last October. When police asked Fish what happened during class, he told them, I would let them be teenagers and let them get their energy out. In the arrest warrant, Fish told police he didn't set up the fights, but he would watch them and said, I will admit that I did at one point egg them on. He also mentioned, the truth is, I'm an idiot and wanted to befriend them, and I'm immature.
Wow.
He wanted to befriend them.
It's like the guy from Boogie Nights that hit on Marky Mark after he said no. He's like, I'm an idiot. And he started freaking out.
Yeah.
That was actually, he's dead. That was Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, uplifting. What do you think? Is it just teenagers being teenagers? Got to let them let the energy out? Kids are going to scrap. They're going to fight. And you got to let it happen?
I don't see anything that
you were a teenager.
I don't think it's that bad. I've seen parents like, all right, fine. Let's settle this in the yard with boxing gloves. I've seen that before. You know, parents doing it. Why not a teacher?
You're saying, the parents are the ones that
settle. I've seen that before. Like, two kids in the neighborhood wanted to fight each other, so the parents would have a little fight in the yard with gloves.
Totally against it, man. Totally against it. There's so many other ways, more constructive ways for a teenager to get their energy out, quote unquote.
Well, you don't even have to put them in arm bars, but I mean, you know, some boxing gloves, whatever.
But if they want to get their energy out, send them to an actual boxing gym. Let them show them how to actually do it.
Well, how's that different?
Don't start a fight club, because at least you're learning a skill. You're learning a sport. You're just punching randos in the face in a substitute.
But it probably costs a lot of money for a teacher to send an entire class to, you know,
you don't have to send the teacher does
training.
Let the parents do it.
That's expensive.
Already, substitute teachers, you never did anything. They're hired babysitters for the time being.
Yeah.
Right?
They get treated like crap.
I know. They bring in the TVs.
It was like the entire class job to make sure he never wanted to come back when he had a substitute teacher.
It was the first hazing event.
It really was.
It was terrifying for a lot of people. Let's go to the phones. 876-3692. Yo, go ahead, man.
They're hired babysitters.
Oh, good sorry. Morning.
Good morning. What do you think there, Donnie?
Sparks, I have a feeling you'd be one of those parents that would call the school and say your son got beat up.
Yeah, of course.
Well, someone's got to teach them how to defend themselves.
Yeah, it's going to be a substitute teacher before study hall? Like, what are you talking about?
I'll be honest to you, and this is the truth. I was born and raised here, so in 83 when I graduated, our PE coach, instead of sending the guys up to the dean, he'd actually let us gloves on and take it out right there on the field.
Really?
You said, who was, I'm sorry, you cut out for a second. We say a football coach or somebody did that?
No,
or?
It was our PE teacher back in the day.
Oh, PE teacher.
Instead of sending you to the dean, he would, because, you know, you can, why go to the dean? Let's put some gloves on, take it out here, and,
that's
you know,
insane.
Boys, guys,
no,
guys,
we had that too.
Done kicking your ass, we're done.
Yeah, we do that in football too. They would get these, like, they would be like, you know, you had pads on, but if two guys started fighting, they'd be like, all right, go ahead, have it out right here in the field.
Right,
get it over
and
with.
That's what we did in school, but these days, you can't even touch a damn kid. But no, it was our teacher did it.
Well, I'm glad these days you can't touch a kid.
Steve, Greg, you and I grew up in a real town. I don't know what, Sparks, where'd you grow up?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, well, I know that, in a barn or, you know, on a farm.
A barn and a farm.
Okay, now we understand.
Cleveland doesn't have bars and farms.
Someone's got to raise your child, and we'll take care. Is Greg the godfather of your son, so your son will grow up strong?
Greg is not my son's godfather.
The godfather. Good job, Greg.
Thanks.
Get out of here. No. Yeah, I'm not letting some... Dude, kids... Greg, you're not my kid's godfather.
Sounds like an innocent little schoolgirl, and the other one is Brittany. It's BS in the morning.
Talk about the substitute teacher that started a fight club during school, during class. This guy right here.
It was outside court that 23-year-old Ryan Fish told us he should have spoken up to school administrators.
Didn't know what to do.
Denying being involved, we talked to Fish after he faced a judge at Norwich Superior Court today. He is accused of running a fight club while being a substitute teacher at Montville High School.
This is giving a very bad message to the young people.
Police tell us the fight club happened in a classroom during school hours last October. When police asked Fish what happened during class, he told them, "I would let them be teenagers and let them get their energy out." In the arrest warrant, Fish told police he didn't set up the fights, but he would watch them and said, "I will admit that I did at one point egg them on." He also mentioned, "The truth is, I'm an idiot and wanted to befriend them, and I'm immature."
There's so many clips I want to take from that.
Yeah.
Just put them as drops on the show. 876-3692. I'm against fight clubs, I guess. Let's just make it a boxing match. Just do it for real. You know what I mean? Go there and whatever. Greg, you actually were in a fight club. Yeah. Ran a fight club, of course. Let's go to Albino, 876-3692. Albino, man, what's up, man?
It was outside.
Oh, hold on. I hit the wrong button. That's not the phone. Albino, man. Let's see here. I have to switch this over. Albino, man, go ahead.
The fight club. Why are you so opposed against it?
It's not like a sanctioned event. It's like, you know, you're off on your own. You don't have actual professionals knowing what they're doing. It's just... I don't know, man. There's so much unknown that could happen. You know what I mean? I can see why the school doesn't want it. Say it again?
That's why you have the parents there to regulate.
The parent? No, dude, it's one guy named Ryan Fish who's 23 years old, and he's a substitute teacher.
That guy's retarded. That guy is a moron.
I know, but...
He just sits there and like, oh, watch the TV.
Yeah, he's like, hey, he said in the thing, he's like, oh, yeah, I got to admit, I would egg him on sometimes. To go watch them fight each other. It's like, dude, if these kids really want to box or they have some, let them take it out. So there's 1,000 different other ways to do it. And even if they want to fight, throw them in a boxing class. Let them know how to actually throw a punch, rules and regulations and the whole thing, and let them actually learn a skill while they're doing it.
You know teacher's kind of a kid, too, though. I mean, whatever.
There's no bulls on the street. Come on, man. I used to... You know, growing up in Vegas, I used to get into little tips all the time with the neighborhood kids. And my dad's like, hey, just go whoop it ass. Okay, cool.
You know? Yeah, that's what my dad used to do, too.
You guys had bad fathers.
No, man, my dad has this philosophy. He said, if you don't whoop that kid's ass, I'm going to whoop your ass. And I was like, yes, sir.
Okay, that's a terrible way to go through life.
My dad's rule was, if you know you can beat him up, don't bother. But if somebody picks on you, make sure they don't get up.
Jesus Christ! Your dad's like Legend of the Fist.
He just told me never bully anybody, but if you're in a bad spot, man, make sure they can't get up.
Character. It builds character. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's going to happen eventually. Would you rather them do it alone where you got teenagers egging them on and being like, hey, oh, kick his ass. And the next thing you know, the kid's dead on the ground, but the parent should be like, okay, that's enough. You know, they can stop it whenever it gets out of hand.
Yeah, at least they're not getting jumped by a bunch of kids or something.
Yeah, no. Exactly. My parents always taught me the philosophy is, I still hear it to this day, my mother would always say, it takes a bigger man to walk away. Like every single time. Yeah. Every single time.
Of course you know your mother said that.
Well, yeah, and here's the other thing.
We're coming from the guy with the tiny face. He must have a tiny body.
No. You know. First of all, tiny faces are harder hit. So
that's a good point.
I have an advantage. Second of all is I haven't been in a fight since eighth grade. Why? Because it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, and you know what? It builds character the other way, meaning that, you know, all my emotions are worn down to a little nub, and it's very hard for me to get offended by people. People can literally yell at me, and I'm like, dude, you don't matter. You don't matter. And it's easy. You know what I mean? I don't have to expend any energy to get into a fight and get arrested.
Why are you just so mad about us wanting to be ninjas?
Okay. I don't want anybody to become a ninja. I don't think I could be a ninja.
Maybe I too could be ninja.
I want to be ninja.
Greg!
I want to be ninja. I want to
BS diets? Well, today's your cheat day. It's BS in the morning, fatty.
876-3692. I want you to weigh in on this one, because I've never thought about it in these terms before, so I wonder if it's possible. Greg, you're afraid of bugs. You hate bugs. It's like your phobia.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, is it a crippling phobia?
Depends on what it is.
I cannot stand ticks and leeches.
Yes.
I think those are the grossest things on the planet Earth.
Roaches, too. I don't like roaches.
Roaches don't bother me. Oh. Just the things that the
you're from
it's
Cleveland.
Like needles. Shut up. You got needles, ticks, and leeches. Those are the three things, and they all have to do with blood. And
needles don't bother me at all.
I can get a shot, but I can't get like an IV. That makes any sense.
So no heroin for you.
Like no Capri Sun straw going into my arm. That freaks me out, dude. To the point where I faint. I get lightheaded. Yeah, I faint.
Really?
Multiple times I've done it. It's disgusting. I get lightheaded, you know? And then before you donate blood, they like prick your finger.
Yeah.
To see if you're anemic or, you know.
Yeah, it's like a little tiny drop of blood comes out.
Yeah, I know. But they sit there and they must have stabbed the tips of my finger like 30 times. They're like, I'm not getting anything out of this finger and this finger. I'm like, yeah, probably because my heart rate is dropping.
Yeah.
I'm about to faint as I'm watching you do this to my fingertips. Terrifies me.
Oh, wow.
I'm reading the story about this mom who started vomiting and screaming in front of her kids while driving in her car because there was a spider. And she's an arachnophobic person, and she's like, oh, my God, and just started throwing up and doing all this kind of stuff. She couldn't take it, man. So it was actually dangerous. You're endangering the lives of your kids and this whole thing. Not saying it's her fault.
Was it a poisonous spider?
No, it was just this little spider.
Oh, jeez.
It's just a spider. Don't get me wrong. It's about the size of a quarter, and it's like white. And it's on a black interior car, just crawling around. You know, they can dart around real fast and everything like that. But at the same time, here's my question. You're terrified of bugs. I don't like needles, ticks, and leeches. This lady cannot stand spiders. Do you think that if we were acclimated to it as a kid, that we wouldn't have these phobias?
Yeah, it's like Batman.
What do you mean?
Yeah, he forced himself to like be around bats or whatever, so he'd get over his phobia. Then all of a sudden he became one. Right.
So you're saying if you just live in like a bug infested house, it just becomes
I was like laying around on that tomb, like in Indiana Jones Part Two or whatever, for 5 years, mm-hmm. I think I'd become one with the bugs.
You'd become the alpha bug.
Yeah,
you'd start running it.
I'd be like the Tarzan of bugs.
That's right. You're like the tick. Is kind of
there.
What
we
it's
go.
Like.
All right, he's a superhero.
All right, kind of. Yeah, cool. I don't agree.
You don't?
I kind of feel like you're born with it. I kind of feel like I didn't know, like no one.
Yeah, but even if you're born with something, you can condition it.
I can't condition it, dude.
Like if you're allergic to something, you microdose that little bit of something every day. After a while, your allergies usually
go away. So you're saying if I just stab myself with a needle every day, I look at a tick or a leech every single day, I'll get over it.
I could do it for you. It'd be not even a problem.
No,
I could stab you all day with a needle. By the time 6 months from now, you'll be over it.
I'm not going to be over it.
Probably won't have any blood left. But
that's what I'm saying. I think it's an inherent. I think it's a thing. But yeah, some people with phobia are like styrofoam and all that kind of stuff. Where did that
styrofoam
come from? Yeah, some people are.
Well, they're just crazy.
Terrified of styrofoam, and some people are afraid of clouds, and you know what I mean. It's like random.
Yeah, those people are like, you know, they were probably going to die young anyway. They're weird. So
I think it's just a genetic thing. I don't think you can overcome that. And you're saying the opposite. Let's go to the phones. 876-3692. It all comes down to what you believe. If it's like nature versus nurture, you know? Depending on what you're put in and everything like that.
My summer harvest soup, Matt.
Summer soups, what do you got, man?
Morning, guys. I think you can build up the tolerance to it.
I didn't understand what you said. Did you hear what he said?
No, you sound like a drive-thru at Roberto's.
Yeah, what'd you say?
Good talk, Matt.
Summer soups? Nah, we're going to have to move on. Couldn't hear you, summer soups. Sorry, man. Okay. Well, boy, we're on a roll this morning, aren't we?
Hello, everybody. Shut up, Joseph.
Shut up, Joe.
Hey, I think you can definitely get acclimated to different bugs.
Yeah, of course his phone works.
hold on. Let me take you off speed. No, you're better now.
Your phone works fine.
It's fine.
So what?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I think here's the prime example of getting acclimated to bugs. Mountain Mama. She was cockroach blind.
Yeah, but at the same time,
well, she also dated Steven. She might actually be blind.
She. So. Check it out. Meat's back. Oh, yeah. The meat. Slinging it out there. Galleria Mall Homestead Steaks. You got 20 ribeyes for $25. That's right. We got Greg. Hey, Greg, you're going to be out there.
Yeah.
Sunday from noon to 2 at the Galleria Mall. So get on out. See Greg. He's got some free stuff. All you got to do is look for the big truck and giant banners. And then you got yourself the 20 ribeyes for $25. Plus, they got a bunch of other stuff. Kansas City strips, New York strips, T-bones, fillets, chicken, seafood, pork, all kinds of goodies.
T-shirts and prizes.
And yeah, and Greg's going to be out there handing out all kinds of T-shirts and prizes as well.
Chances are one of them is drunk right now. It's BS in the morning.
Phobias. Think you can get over them, or are they just, you're a lifer once you're in that phobia category?
I think that you can get over them. I've gotten over some.
I read this whole article about the needles thing, saying it's actually a genetic disposition because no other phobia makes you faint. Needles are the only ones that can make you pass out from fear of them.
I've gotten a little faint from heights before, like a little dizzy or whatever, vertigo.
Yeah, you get woozy. I don't think you faint, though.
Well, I don't faint because I'm not a woman, but I'm just saying, like, I get a little
woozy.
I don't
think women faint either. I don't think it's a man versus female thing.
I think it is. I've seen movies.
You think you get over your phobia, 876-3692, or do you think you're just screwed and you got it forever? Let's go to Colin.
Please welcome the adorable Colin.
Hey, what's up, Colin?
What's happening, guys?
How you been, man?
Good, good. And yourself?
Good. You got any phobias, and you think you can overcome them, or what?
Yes. Yes, you certain ones. Like yours with ticks, you know what ticks can do, so there's really not getting over that phobia. Like with spiders, you know, after a while working around spiders a lot, I know which ones are poisonous and which ones I just don't care about to squish.
Yeah, Colin's a bug guy. That's why he's talking like that. Okay.
Yeah, and like with roaches, like Mountain Mama, you can't get over that because those are nasty and dirty and carry disease.
Yeah, that's the one that gets me.
Yeah. Roaches are the worst?
It doesn't matter which one. They're all nasty. But
spiders, I actually don't mind much unless they're, I mean, they're on me. But if I see one, it doesn't really bother me.
Yeah, well, I grew up on, not where I grew up, but I lived in the ghetto. I lived on Kenwood Valley View. And I'd wake up in the middle of the night to go get a drink of water and friggin' fill up my glass. And I lived in a roach-infested apartment, and it was just nasty.
Excuse me. That's where Lost Boy lives right now.
I was going to say, shout-out to Penwood Valley View, a lovely community full of listeners. We love you.
That place is still nasty, I tell you.
Beautiful part of this town. Beautiful part of the city.
Yes.
Colin's thoughts are his own.
Needles.
Exactly. Does not represent the thoughts of this show.
No.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry, fifth man out there at Valley View and Penwood.
That's right.
I apologize.
By the way,
there in the 90s. So.
If you're in need of a bug guy at Valley View and Penwood, call Colin. All right, Colin.
They won't pay me. I know.
So. Hey, they're rich with love out there. All right.
Right. But you can get over the fear of needles, Sparks.
You think so?
Yes, I did.
All right.
But when I was growing up, I was anemic, and they had to take blood from me once a month.
Oh, brutal.
And I hated it. And then finally, I just got to the point where I was like, you know what? I have to do it, so I'm done. Why even bother being afraid of it anymore? Just don't look.
I don't know. I don't think it's just a not-looking thing. I don't think I could do it, man. Maybe I should just get addicted to heroin and then see if that works.
That's what I'm saying. After a couple months, you'd be fine.
Maybe. You know, everyone's talking about the detrimental effects of heroin. Maybe that's the one silver
line. One ever looks at the positives.
Judas, Fozzie.
It's time for Sparks Junk.
Everybody needs to know.
Hard hitting and uncut.
Yes, this does mean you.
The way the news should be.
One day, these facts may save your life.
All right. An full of the junk. Oh, man. We'll start with this one. This is probably... I was reading the story. I started telling you guys about it. And I'm like, this is a brutal story, but
I didn't understand it anyway, so tell me again.
All right, here's what's going on, right? There's this has started to hit the internet and starting to go a little viral here. There's this teenager in Ohio, Seven Hills, which is down in Cincinnati. It's like super rich, right?
Yeah, it's like our Seven Hills.
So what happens is this kid, he's 16 years old. He gets trapped between the folding seats in the minivan. Which I don't know physically how that
yeah, what?
How that works, but he says he's suffocating, he's being crushed basically. Like,
wow.
You know, when back in the day when they used to stone people and all that kind of stuff? That's basically what he's saying. He's like, I'm in a giant vice, the seat is crushing me. So you know how you could say, hey Siri, and then the Siri will activate if you still have that? Well, he did that. He goes, hey Siri, call. I don't want to say it here because maybe it'll
activate my phone.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to activate your phone. But he basically says, you know, hey, you know, call the police. And what happens is he gets him on the phone. He made several calls to the police saying, hey, I'm being crushed by the seat. I'm getting suffocated. Police are like, well, where are you? He couldn't identify where the police. He couldn't tell where the police where he was at. So the police are frantically going around town looking for this kid, looking for the van. They found him. He died.
Oh, my God.
He suffocated. And he says on the phone, he goes, I probably don't have much time left. This is a quote. I probably don't have much time left. So tell my mom I love her. That is a terrible thing. And it was a...
I feel so bad for wanting to laugh at the beginning of this story.
It's a horrible story.
It is a horrible story.
And they found him dead. His father's the one who found him dead.
Oh, the cops didn't even find him?
Cops didn't even find him in time.
And they were looking around
because they had multiple calls. I thought they could track a phone.
That's what I thought too.
I thought they could. He could describe where the van was parked.
I gotta stop watching movies.
It's horrible. He goes. The dispatcher was like, "Where are you?" He's like, "I can't hear you. I'm in desperate need of help. What's the address? Help! 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 I can't hear you." That's how.
Dude, my phone says the location estate immediately when it comes in. They can't find it.
That's it, man. I know there was this whole thing about how long it takes to track a cell phone.
You have to triangulate it or whatever.
Yeah, you have to ping it off three towers.
But there's also GPS built into the phone. You'd think they'd be able to find it there, too.
I know, man. I know. Facebook can find you instantly.
I know.
But the police can't.
Dude, one time I was trying to tell some girl I wasn't in town yet, and it says, like, you know, this is at my friend's house. Like, shows up on Facebook underneath the post. Oh, thanks.
Oh, it's when you... Oh, yeah, no, I'm not...
Yeah,
I'm out of town.
I just posted, like, I was doing something else. Like, oh, traveling through this place. And then some girl hits me up. I thought you weren't in town. I'm like, what do you mean? Oh, it says right here you're at, you know, Bobby's
Spring
house.
Valley.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, oh, no.
Thanks a lot.
Unreal. Colin Kaepernick back in the news. He was supposed to be...
He's supposed to pee?
No, he's supposed to be working out with the Seattle Seahawks. They were interested.
Yeah.
They're going through a hell of a change.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a whole different team now.
Legion of Boom is no longer.
I know, man. So you have Colin Kaepernick looking to go work out with them. They're interested. Then he was asked a question, hey, are you going to still kneel during the national anthem? And he wouldn't answer if he would or not. So they canceled the workout.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I guess and then people on the internet are saying, well, the NFL, whether you like that or not, who cares?
Yeah,
they're saying that it's quite hypocritical of the NFL because I guess the 49ers are keeping this dude. Did you hear about that guy? He was just arrested for like beating his wife.
Oh, yeah.
Three convictions.
Oh, man.
Of
you know, it's
domestic
crazy.
Violence.
He was a great prospect, too, in the draft.
Yeah.
And then they were like, well, there's some character concerns. People were like, whatever, take him anyway. And now he has like all this stuff hanging
on. He has all this stuff going on,
yeah.
Right? He's been arrested, did all this stuff, and the Niners have kept him.
Mm-hmm.
He's still on the team. So they're saying you cut Colin Kaepernick, but you keep this guy.
Reuben Foster is his name.
That's it. Yeah.
Reuben Foster.
What do you do?
Well, it says domestic violence, making criminal threats, and possession of an assault weapon.
Yeah, there you go.
But don't kneel.
Don't kneel. So a lot of people are saying, dude, you either cut one guy, cut them both, or let them both
play. A little
play.
Consistency would be
exactly,
nice.
Exactly, exactly, how the NFL. So
I don't
we'll
get
see.
The whole thing. I mean, come on. Nobody cared. You know what's funny, too, is nobody ever showed the national anthem during football games until all of a sudden last year when people started kneeling or whatever a couple years ago. You never used to see that at the beginning of the game. Ever.
Oh, you're saying the televised part.
Televised part of the game never had the national anthem, unless it was like a playoff game or the Super Bowl or something like that. It was never, ever on there.
Someone famous.
All of a sudden now, before the workouts, they have the national anthem on the TV all the time. It's like they're looking for a reason to, you know.
I never understood the part.
in any sport when, because you're right, they go out, they warm up before. It's like, yeah, I just saw him. And then if you get there early enough, you see him playing on the court, working out and doing the whole thing. Then they run back in. And then they run out with fireworks this time. Yeah. And it's like, I'm supposed to be excited
about
it.
Yeah, like, I didn't just see you.
I just saw you.
It's like when you say bye to somebody, then you see him again in the parking lot. It's all awkward. Yeah. You're like, oh, I just saw you, but bye again.
You were at work. You say good morning. Then two minutes later, you see him in the hallway. You're like, I just saw you.
Good morning again.
I don't have to.
Yeah. Nice coffee mug.
You have to do the same thing, but this time with fireworks?
Uh-huh.
And this is terrible. You don't like this one.
Uh-oh.
I've never even heard of this. This Australian turtle?
Uh-oh.
This Australian turtle is amazing. They say it has a punk rock green hairstyle. Two spikes under its chin like David Draymond from Disturbed. The turtle has bright green hair. Two spikes underneath its chin and it breathes through its genitals.
Wow.
That's this Australian turtle. It's referred to as the butt breather. And now they're saying it's an endangered species.
Oh.
And if there's something we got to do, dude, we have to
save that
one. Butt breather.
Hell yeah. Dude, if we don't save the ass turtle, like what kind of species are we, you know? Might as well just give up.
The ass turtle.
Yeah, man.
I don't know, man. The whole, what if it's a snapping turtle? You think it's beehole? It's a snapping beehole?
I don't know.
Like it looks all like you know, it's
looks
know,
all
like,
welcoming until you get real
like,
close.
Like the baboon, it has like a swollen ass and it skirts around the sea. Oh, look at this, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, somebody's like, wow, damn, look at that fat ass. I'm going to go up to it. And then all of a sudden, it's like, let's get it on. And then snaps. And it's got you like a Chinese finger trap.
Yeah, dude.
Well,
I wonder, do they have to, because they don't breathe underwater, right? They have to come up to breathe?
It breathes through its genitals.
So dude. Then it just kind of sticks its ass out of the water a little bit, right?
Like
to breathe.
Like a blowhole.
Yeah, exactly. That's amazing.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Its butt is how it breathes and it reproduces. That is a, you don't want you don't want those two things confused.
Yeah. Plus, you could choke on your baby.
We're just going to leave that there.
In the morning, like Neapolitan ice cream, if the chocolate ran into the pink.
You know, everybody's saying, oh, if you have one glass of red wine, it's good for your heart or something.
Right here.
Here, jump over this one.
We good?
Yeah.
All right.
They, as in scientists, have been saying that for a while, right?
I mean,
if you have one glass, it's good. Some red blood cells, yada, yada, right? Something like that.
Could be from the wine lobby, but I don't know.
It could be from a bunch of whiners over there
in
Washington. Well, this is a huge study, and they just concluded it. They found out something pretty interesting. The study was done around the world, because you always want to look at sample size of studies to find out if they're just fodder and BS and everything like that. So sample size, 600,000 people.
That's a big study.
It's a huge study over 7.5 years. So
wow.
It's a long study, a ton of people, 19 countries.
Oh, my.
So you're having a huge study sample. I can't imagine the amount of money that went into this.
That's like all of Angelina Jolie's kids.
This is incredible. You think they have an Olympics in their own house?
Oh, yeah. They could.
Like every meal, they're like, who's going to finish first?
Or like if they decide anything, like what happens in the house, it's like United Nations. They have like that meeting or whatever.
One person for,
and they each have like a delegate or whatever.
The EU goes, it's like, hey, how should we solve this international crisis? Let's take our own sample study.
At the end, they're like, all right, Tuesday's chicken night. Friday, hummus.
Stir Fridays, man. Stir Fridays.
Ooh, that sounds good.
it's amazing. So here's what they said about drinking. They said less than one alcoholic drink a week could damage your heart and shorten lifespans.
So they're saying if you drink at all.
Less than one drink a week.
Wow.
They're saying this is actually, this is what past research has said, so this is kind of doubling down on that one.
So the whole wine with dinner thing's a myth.
Total myth, man. They're saying having 10 or more drinks per week associated with life expectancy of 1 to 2 years shorter than the average 40-year-old. Compared to someone who drank up to a drink a day. So they're saying if you have 10 or more drinks a week, your life expectancy drops by 1 to 2 years in your 40s.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Then they said person 18 or more drinks was associated with life expectancy of 5 years shorter. So if you have 18 or more drinks a week, you're going to die 5 years earlier on average. And this is 600,000 people. And
no, I get it.
They brought in all kinds of, you know.
But is it because of the alcohol is what
factors.
I'm saying?
Yeah, because they average it out with the education, smoking history, various heart conditions, strokes, aneurysms. They factored all that in.
And the only common denominator. Because, well, what I'm thinking is because people that drink a lot are a little more careless with their lives, I would say.
They usually smoke more.
Or just do things that other people don't. They eat worse
and that kind of thing.
Or like, hey, watch me jump this barn or whatever.
They're drunk.
Know? Yeah.
Hold my beer, people.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like alcohol, although I enjoy it, and I do enjoy it, my body feels like garbage after I do consume it. You can feel your body.
The next day.
While I feel fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying like even the next day, but even if it's like hours later, if you day drink and then stop.
Oh, I did that yesterday.
Oh, for your birthday?
Yeah, man.
What time did you start?
What time does the show end?
Jeez. 9 a.m.
I think about 9:40, maybe about 10:09. Yeah, I had my first Jack.
Oh, my God.
And then I won $20 playing video Keno, which I never do ever, and I bought nachos and more Jack with it. And then I don't know what I did. I had gift cards for this other place that I actually won and went there and drank. And then one of the bartenders was like, oh, yeah, it's your birthday? Here's another shot of this.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Yeah. So by the time I Ubered at home, I did not feel very good. Plus, I hadn't been eating that much. So,
Jesus, like, Craig. What time was this? Noon?
I don't know. I got.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I was so happy to see my dog when I got home.
Yeah.
Hey, my buddy.
So needless to say, you're going to die 5 years earlier because already had your 18
I'm
drinks.
Die 5 years
week.
From now. Are you kidding?
Oh, no. Yeah. You could feel alcohol, although it's amazing. It's amazing while you're consuming it. You can feel that it's poison the next day. It's so obvious that you're putting that in your body, and your body's like, ugh.
Oh, yeah.
You shouldn't have done that.
Dude, you get those two-day hangovers, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, and the older you get, the worse.
The worse they are.
It just hangs around like a death cloud.
It really does. You have the next day, you feel like you're dying, and then you wake up, you're like, how is this still here? Like, I slept for 8 hours, and I still feel like I want to kill myself.
Dude, it's so right. Well, you think things are going to change, or people are still going to be like, because you have a lot of people that love wine, and they're like, well, it's good for my heart, right? Any excuse just to keep doing it.
Weed people do the same thing, you know?
Weed people do the same thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, if I smoke weed, it cures. Like a guy got his arm cut off in a car accident, but like, this is going to grow back if I smoke weed. That's where I saw this online, you know? Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you can't tell people anything.
Smoking weed isn't...
I'm not saying it's horrible for you, but it's not great for you. Like,
dude, you're inhaling carbon.
It's not healthy.
Yeah. Right. It's not healthy, right? It's not you eating a salad.
Yeah, exactly. It's not kale. You don't smoke the kale.
I wish you could.
Oh, man.
Maybe it would taste better.
Oh, dude, it's way cheaper.
It's disgusting. All right, well, there you go. That's the new study. So if you're a drinker, join the club, but just do it because you enjoy it, not because you actually think you're getting health benefits.
Does anybody do it because they think they're
getting health benefits? Yeah, dude, there's a ton of people.
That, but they don't.
Nah, they just need
it. I would quit, but my heart needs it. Like, no.
My heart needs it?
It's because you have 6 kids and you're stressed out from soccer practice. That's why.
Their heart needs it.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
What's going to kill them first?
I just proved my own point wrong.
The stress or the alcohol? My God, Stained, outside, it's comp. Los Rages. It's happening. 1 week from today, man. I cannot wait for it. It's going to be a blast, and hopefully you're getting your tickets. They're available over there at comp.com. Go buy them. We are 1 week out from a Perfect Circle, Clutch, Beartooth, Pop Evil, a whole bunch more. They came out with the whole lineup, and it's out there, man. So definitely go to comp.com and buy it. And that's just Friday. And Saturday, Five Finger Death Punch, Judas Priest.
Yeah.
In this moment, a boatload more. I'm telling you, it's going to be a fun time.
I was telling the bartender when I was feeling really good at about 10:30 a.m. yesterday.
Yeah.
About all the bands. Every time I didn't mention, what? I was so excited. I was like Las Vegas' biggest promotional guy yesterday.
Good.
When I was drinking.
Absolutely, you should be. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling we're going to be doing the same thing down there. Taking years off our life, man, according to that research. Next week, it should be a fun time. Downtown Las Vegas Event Center.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Got a request for the car alarm rejoin via the text. Let's do it, man.
Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr. You're listening to Brittany and Spock. Go yourself and stay away from those gambling tables. Your horse.
It's BS in the morning.
Oh boy, car alarm Friday. I love it. This is the best part of this right here. I don't know who remixed it. It's a car alarm with the battery dying. And it sounds ridiculously cool, man. You gotta love it. I love how we get requests for the dumb rejoin music that we have here on the show. Let's go to the phones. This guy's been holding on for a long time. You know him. He's adorable.
Please welcome the adorable Colin.
Hey, Colin.
What's happening, everyone?
Why you been holding for so long, dude? What's up?
Well, you know how you say wine and pot is good for the soul?
I don't say that, but go ahead, yeah?
Well, probably say it's healthy. You know what else is healthy and good for the soul?
What's that?
Head-to-head for a bobblehead.
Oh, boy. Here we go. You going to challenge somebody right now?
I want to challenge somebody right now.
Haven't you lost like two in a row?
I know.
It doesn't matter how many I lose. I've still won four in a row. And plus, I'm adorable. It doesn't matter if I win or lose or not.
That's true. Plus, you know, getting there is really the main thing. You know, people always hate on LeBron for his record in the finals. I'm like, dude, you didn't even get to the finals. Like, you should be happy to lose.
Brady's lost a couple Super Bowls.
Yeah, one against the Eagles.
Here are the Tom Brady of head-to-head for a bobblehead.
There you go.
I'm something. I don't know if I'm the Tom Brady, but I'm something.
All right, let's do this. 876-3692. We're giving away a BS in the morning bobblehead. If you can beat Colin, you have to earn it. You got to earn the bobblehead. That's what we always say.
All right.
We're not giving them out as prizes.
I got to think of something you got to do.
Yeah, Craig's going to give you an impromptu challenge, and you're going to have to go against Colin on this whole thing, and then we're going to go to you, the fifth man, to vote for it. So if you want to try to win a BS in the morning bobblehead right now, 876-3692. Let's go with... How about caller number... Let's go 10. That sound good, Lost Boy? Caller number 10, you're taking on the challenge. Colin, please, you're going to be put on hold for a second, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. What are you thinking there, Greg, in terms of a challenge?
I'll give you a hint. I'll tell the guy once we get him on the phone, but I have an idea, I think.
You do?
Yeah.
Logandale?
Well...
We're going to be up there later.
Yeah, we are. These two might coincide. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I like it.
Yeah.
Keep it topical. All right. We have the challenger. It's time for head to head.
The old fashioned way. They earn it.
The BS bobblehead. Head to head. Head. This head's earned, not given.
Let's meet Colin's challenger. It is a man named Tommy. Hello, Tommy. How are you?
What's up? I'm good. How are you guys?
Do you know how head-to-head works?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, man. We'll put you on hold. Here we go. It's going to be Tommy versus Colin. This is how it works in case you have no idea what we're talking about. Head-to-head is an impromptu challenge where one fifth man can challenge the other fifth man whenever they want. Throw down. If we have the time, we'll absolutely do it for a bobblehead. Winner, based on your vote, will end up earning that bobblehead, and neither one of these two contestants know what the hell the challenge is, and we'll give them 30 seconds to do it. Greg, what is the challenge?
All right. Now, I just talked this morning about how there was a law that in Louisiana that said that you can no longer have sex with animals. It is now a criminal offense. Now,
most people, you know,
yes,
agree
obviously
with that law.
How did that just now get passed into law?
Yeah. Well, not 10 of them. 10
not
people.
10 what?
10 of the senators or whatever voted the other direction.
10 of the voters, 10 of the senators
that,
voted against
that bill, saying that you should be able, it should not be a criminal activity to have sex with animals. So,
oh my God.
Both of you are going to have to be one of those senators, and you're going to have 30 seconds to make your argument as why you voted no on that bill, that you want to keep it legal.
All right.
And please don't curse.
Colin's the challenger, so we're going to start with Tommy. You're going to have to go first. All right, Tommy, you have to argue why it should be legal in Louisiana to have sex with animals. Are you ready?
Yep.
30 seconds and go.
First of all, have you ever been inside of an alligator?
Okay. I got to delete that. I got to dump that. But continue. But just go. Oh, God. I already have to dump it. Not so graphic, Tommy. Not so graphic.
Well, I don't know what else to go with.
No. Just keep going.
Just don't talk about, like, yeah, you know, being...
Yes. I'll give you extra time, Tommy. I'm so sorry. 30 okay. more seconds, Tommy.
Well, I gotta pretend like I'm a senator, correct?
You're a senator. You're on the floor of the Senate. You're making an argument why it should be legal to have sex with animals. Just don't worry. If it's against community standards, I'll just dump you again, okay?
Yeah.
30 seconds and go.
First of all, I am appalled that this would even have been brought up. But I think the accusations against me, being a senator, playing with animals, is just wrong. That's all I got.
Okay.
Good job, Tommy.
It's really good. And I know it's not your fault. How can we say that? I'll put you on hold, Tommy. How can we say it so it's appropriate? Have you ever been with an alligator? How about that?
Yeah, that's what he was trying to
say. He goes, first of all, have you ever been with an alligator? Yeah. That was his argument.
Yeah.
And I think we threw him off.
You can't talk about parking the car in the garage. Basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Poor Tommy.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to our second challenger here. This is the adorable Colin. Adorable Colin, you have the advantage here because you're the one who challenged your fellow fifth man. Are you ready?
Yes. Now, I have to say why I want this bill not to pass.
Yeah, you have to reason. You have to explain why you voted against the bill. You want to have the ability to do that. All right, here we go. 30 seconds and go.
The reason I voted against it, my fellow Americans, is because, for one, animals can't go to the press. Second, they can't take you to court and try to sue you over child support. You know, those are always messy things. And plus, they don't reject it even when they're screaming. It doesn't bother you because, you know what? You just chain them up. They can't get away.
Jesus Christ. This is the worst.
What's that?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
You're good.
And like my fellow politician Tommy said, an alligator. Come on. You like alligator purses? You like alligator shoes? Why not an alligator in bed?
All right. Thank
come
you.
Come on now.
All right. This is the worst thing we've ever done. Are you ready? We're going to the phones. 876-3692. You have to vote for who do you think gave the better argument for the reason why Louisiana senators should still be allowed to have sex with animals.
I feel bad because Tommy got totally
got the short end of the stick, but maybe he'll get the sympathy vote. You never know.
Maybe.
You'll never know. I thought Colin's argument was really good. 876-3692 will go to the first four votes.
All right.
Like usual?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Poor guy.
And stick to the votes.
BS in the morning, what's your vote?
I lived in Cleveland, Ohio, and I agree. I think they should. So, I think I go with Colin.
Colin, got it.
You know, I had a goat named Spot.
All right, get out of here. BS in the morning, what's your vote?
Hey, the Ohio Walls, it's not the alligator thing.
Alligator? What was that, Tommy or Colin?
Well, I don't know, man.
The first one and the second?
First one.
Tommy got a vote.
Tommy went first, Colin went second. What's your vote?
Neither of the go-humpers win.
What'd you say?
I don't know.
All right. Goat humpers? Goat humpers win?
Is that what he said?
I don't know. BS in the morning. Who do you think
earned? That was Colin and his disturbing rape scenario.
Colin. All right. Got Colin.
That's going to be Colin's new intro. Colin and his disturbing rape scenario. BS in the morning. What's your vote?
Tommy.
2-2.
BS in the morning. What's your vote?
Greg kicked the door jam.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
BS in the morning. What's your vote? BS in the morning. What's your vote?
Good morning. I vote for Spark. But I'll take Collins.
Okay, thank you. Why does that disturb me so much?
They all sound like they voted no on this bill.
BS in the morning. What's your vote?
Tommy.
3-3.
Oh, my God.
This is it.
Please end it. BS in the morning. What's your vote?
Hey, Tommy.
Hey! Tommy! You gotta love it, Tommy. Well done. After this whole time, man, you thought you were got the short end of the stick. Tommy, you're walking like, away a champion.
You're like Seabiscuit, bro. You came all the way from behind.
Better luck next time, Colin.
Is that a horse sex scenario? Oh, no. Oh, man. I have never been more excited to go to Logandale in my life. Oh, man. Great. You and I.
I am so happy.
We're jumping in a Prius.
Yes.
One of them.
Yes.
And we are driving up there. Why? Because fuel efficiency is important.
Yes.
When you're on your way to Logandale.
Yeah, that 30 cents in gas is going to be well worth
going to Logandale. That's correct. Exactly. We're going to be there from 11 to 1 today. We're going to have to hop in the car and bounce. Yeah.
Bring your cow.
The reason why?
Bring
it's
your wife.
It's the Clark County Fair and Rodeo. You got the Blue Ribbon Animals, large and small. You got entertainment there. I remember last time there was like some dancers and some magicians and
there was
all kinds of stuff.
Dude, there was guys doing like these trapeze things off of a trampoline that I thought was very scary looking.
Super cool, man. Yeah. You got rides, games, carnival foods, all kinds of goodies.
There was a comedian killing it in the little room they had over there,
That's right. Yeah. And there was a sloth.
There was a sloth.
There's a sloth.
Happiest
and a gator.
Sloth I've ever seen. He was smiling at
me. Smiling. Permanent smile.
And I tried to touch him. He has bugs in his hair. I was like, oh, okay.
That's right. I'm telling you right now, you've never been to a fair and rodeo like the Clark County Fair and Rodeo. And Greg and I are going to be hanging out there from 11 to 1 today.
Oh, yeah.
We should bring the mic.
Oh, I'm definitely bringing the
get
mic.
Get some audio
Hell
while we're
yeah.
up there. The fine folk of Logandale.
Well, farguments.
Fantastic. Should be a good time. Is Louie on the phone there, Lost Boy?
Yes, he is.
All right, perfect. Let's get into it with Louie Anderson.
Want to show us your wits? Then text us some BS. Send your message to 69187.
Louie!
What up?
What up? How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
Fantastic.
Dude, you have everything under the sun going on at once. You got the new comedy special, Big Underwear. You got the new book out, Hey Mom. I mean, you're crushing it right now.
Yeah, I feel really fortunate. And, you know, like when you're doing this thing, when you're on a tour and you're trying to get all the promotions out this morning... You know, I don't know what happened, but I just and I, you know, and I wasn't even out late. I just, I just overslept, and people called me and said, "You're supposed to be on with Tinker and Binker." tell Tinker I'm sorry. And then you're supposed to immediately pop on the radio and you're sound asleep still. You haven't even, you know, had a coffee or a drink or anything. You just go, hey, you know, it just felt so, it felt crazy. It felt really crazy.
Yeah, I saw you recently on Bill Maher, man. That was good.
Yeah, that was fun. It was nice to see Bill again and be on the show. And he's a great person and I really enjoy him. I think that that is not my type of show, per se. It isn't my interest so
sure.
much in one sense, because I don't want anyone mad at me, because I'm such a people pleaser.
I don't want anyone mad at me.
Yeah, right.
I love this. Louis, you're like, man, I got the new special. I got the new book. Boy, I was on Bill Maher. Not my kind of show. I was on the radio. Totally asleep. You're crushing it in promotions today, man. I'm telling you.
You know, I'm just trying to keep up with it all, you know?
Yeah. Well, oh, it's so much.
I want people to buy the book, you know? That's the idea, and I want them to come and see me if I'm playing, and I want them to, in the middle of it, bring me some coffee and toast. Except I don't eat toast anymore because I'm trying not to eat toast, and so, you know, it's a crazy thing.
Are you on the low-carb thing? Because that's what Greg is on here as well.
The low-carb. Hey, can I just look at the toast at least?
You know, I wanted to ask you something about baskets because I was watching the new season and I noticed, did they make a conscious effort to revolve a lot of the storyline around you more? Because it seems like it's a lot more your show now than it was before.
I think they, you know, that they found that Christine should have I guess I'd say yes. I mean, the short answer is yes. You know, they seem to put me in all the stuff, you know, and it seemed to, I think we wanted to have a lot more fun this year.
Sure.
I think we wanted to, to really like, hey, man, let's have some laughs. Let's really go up for it. And I think everybody, Zach, you know, he's the driving force behind the show and what it's doing, so he wanted, you know, Christine to do it. And so we're having a blast. I just can't tell you how much fun that show is to do.
It's one of my favorite things on television, man. Amazing show. I love it.
Thank you so much. You're the person watching it. That's good to know. You know, I feel like I'm a part of some show, like kind of when, like when Rest and Development was out and people didn't watch it. So that was really good for me to figure out and to go, you know, it doesn't have to be high in the ratings. You don't have to worry about it, but the more eyeballs on it, and that's why I do so much promotion and that. I love the show, and I think it's a special show, and I think it's been, you know, it's a great honor to be able to work with Zach. He's a great guy, and he's so much fun.
He really is. We're on the phone with Louis Anderson. We absolutely love you, Louis. You look great. I was looking at some clips of the new special out, Big Underwear. It's pretty great. How do you feel like you're aging? Do you feel like you're aging well or aging gracefully, or do you hate aging? Or
I don't like aging. No one does, but I feel pretty good. You know, I don't feel 65, you know? I don't think like, hey, I'm 65. Hey, get me a cane or get me a shoe. You know, I don't feel like that. And you know, like I think you do the best you can. You know, there's lots of things out there to make you look younger and feel younger. But you know, mostly I think it's the comedy and the stuff I'm doing. I think it makes me stay young and makes me feel connected.
You know, I had no idea you were 65. I seriously would have thought you were like 50.
Well, that's really nice of you, but you don't have HD, huh?
Louis, do you live here in Vegas?
Yeah, I live in Henderson, and I love it. And I was going to move to LA, and I go, I'm not. I like it. I like Vegas. I love Henderson. It's a great, quiet, nice, and I can pop into the strip anytime I want. And I think Vegas is a great city, and I've been there 11 years, and I absolutely love it. And I really have settled in, and we have a great city, and it's really evolving, and I think people are enjoying living there.
Yeah, I think it gets into your skin, you know, it gets into your bones a little bit. Because, yeah, a lot of people moving from all over the place, yeah. Once they get into Vegas, they're like, you know, once you get settled, you're like, man, this is a great place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this isn't for most of us. This isn't a, you know, party, gambling, going out town. This is a real city, and it's evolving. And we got now, you know, with a couple sports teams that, you know, are exciting. And I don't know. I think that I think we kind of like are diversifying, you know, what's important to us in the city and what we should be doing. And I think people are finding it a great, they're kind of like Florida. They're deciding this should be my retirement place.
Yeah, I could see that. Absolutely. I kind of feel like there, since I moved here, and I'll be here 4 years this summer, just since I've been here, it feels like the town is kind of going, you know, we're putting this town on our backs and we're turning it into the kind of town we want to see. We want to turn it into a city that's respected as much as any other city in the United States and not just a tourist destination.
Yeah, I feel a lot of pride in it. And, you know, I hope that we can do that. And I hope that it really does work out. I don't plan on moving.
Good. All right.
Yes, good.
Louis Anderson, you're an absolute pleasure. Please, next time you're in town, if you want to stop in the station, we'd absolutely love to have you, man.
I'd love to do it. I'll try to do that. I won't be back for a bit, but when I do, I will.
Sounds good. Louis awesome. Anderson, new special, Big Underwear, new book. Hey, Mom, way to go, man. Yeah, Basket's amazing. Everything, you haven't even hit the peak yet, man. I'm telling you, you're doing great. So good job. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Hey, it's Stan Lee, and you're listening to BS in the Morning.
To what in the morning?
BS.
BS.
BS in the
like
morning. That's exactly right.
This is Stan Lee, and you're listening to BS in the Morning, you lucky people. I'm not a robot, and I challenge you. I'm not a phantom, I'm in your face, and I'm here to see it through. Hey, hey. Before your eyes, oh. Oh, just multiply. Got the flame right. Oh, God.
Got the wrecking crew today, man.
Thank you, sir.
That was last time you were on remote with Steven. He got this leg cramp. Remember that?
Yeah. I'm taking money for a charity from, listeners that are coming over to the thing.
Yeah, for Three Square.
Yeah. Trying to feed kids while Steven has an attack right next to me.
What? Phone. Where'd my phone go?
Bringing the Wrecking Crew to Logandale. We'll be there from 11 to 1 today.
That's right. I forgot Steven's going with
us. Yeah, Steven's going to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm so excited. What a Friday. Oh, it's going to be great. Dude, I'm seeing here on Twitter and everything. Did we tweet it? Put it on Instagram and do the whole nine? Put it on Facebook, everything?
Oh, yeah.
Down there at the Statue of Liberty in front of New York, they put up, and this is awesome, dude. This is what I love it. I love when cities do that, especially our city here, Vegas, man. Mm-hmm. They're putting up, they already did. It's a giant Vegas Golden Knights jersey on the Statue of Liberty in front of the MGM. In front of New York. Incredible. Incredible. You got to see the picture. Apparently, they were working on it since 4 this morning. And from the pictures, it looks like they actually... It's like an actual jersey, like they draped it over
like they
Lady
loaded
Liberty's
it down with a
arm
crane or something. Yeah,
they had two cranes.
Oh wow!
They had dudes over there just lowering it down. So awesome! How cool is it tonight? Game 2, Vegas Golden Knights here, T-Mobile Arena, playing the Kings. Of course, hopefully we can make it 2-0 in this series. I gotta say, it's incredible. What the Vegas Golden Knights have done this season has been absolutely bananas. Nobody expected them at all to do any of this.
And just the galvanization of the city. There's people like all over my news feed on Facebook and whatever. I didn't even know they were hockey fans. They're all excited about every single game. I see them out front all the time.
They probably weren't hockey fans.
Wearing the sweater, jersey, right. Hats. It's awesome, man.
I think it's great for the sport. It's even better for the city. And when I was saying that with Louis, when he was talking about how the city is kind of... Just since I've been here, I've seen a change. And see, do you agree with that? Do you see the city, like you said, galvanizing? Where you see people, it's just giving them something common to rally around.
That's a good point. Because maybe you see a lot of people before that were locals, but you didn't know.
Correct.
Now it's like you see the jerseys everywhere, the hats.
You know they're from Vegas.
Yeah, it's like a camaraderie type thing. You go to like even a local bar. Yesterday I went to like 3 of them because it was my birthday.
Right.
It was 10:15, so what else am I going to do in the a.m.? And there's people in there wearing the hats and talking about it. And the bartenders had the jerseys on, because the games are coming this week. And, man, it's just awesome.
Dude, as much as I love sports. I love sports. For for something that, as much as I, you know, you have, it sucks that the, in my opinion, where you have like the Raiders are coming and we're using tax dollars and they're building, it's like the most expensive stadium ever. Right. And it's like, okay, we can afford that. We can't afford other things. It's kind of, that kind of rubs me the wrong way. This is the other half of that, where the other side of that coin, where you have a team and everyone in the community is rallying around it, gives everybody something to look forward to.
Well, it's also,
just, it's really good, man. It's good for everybody.
And it's brand new. So it's not like you're taking, like there's not fans somewhere else that are fans that they took them away and they came, you know, this is like,
yeah.
Everybody here is a new fan.
Yeah.
So it's so amazing.
It's so great. It's so amazing. I hope you're enjoying the Vegas Golden Knights, because honest to God, if they ended up, knock on wood, it doesn't happen, but if they end up losing every game from here on out, it's still an incredible season. It's still an amazing thing that what they've been able to pull off here in the very first one. And I think it's even more incredible what it's done for this community. Especially after 1 October and that whole thing.
That too. And I don't mean, I don't want to compare it to anything else, but you remember the season with the Saints and the Katrina when they won the Super Bowl?
Yes.
That year. Yeah. And that completely galvanized their city. And
it did.
The team was really emotional into it, you know. And it's one of those type of things, man, where the city really needed something. And I mean, it might have happened anyway, but just the fact that it's all happening on this season, I think is great, man.
Absolutely.
It's great for the city.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be really – dude, just, I mean, just as an organization, what they've done in terms of like honoring the victims and
– yeah.
Raising the banner and the rafters and everything for them and moments of silence. I mean, just the whole thing they've done, it's been just a super class act from day one.
And the production at the T-Mobile,
dude.
I've been to a lot of sporting events, and I fully admitted when they started, I've never really been, you know, to a hockey game before.
No, that's fine. Yeah, of course.
And I didn't know it was going to be like that, man. It's
electric. It's so awesome.
Yeah, it's so cool.
The energy, it's great. And even if you don't have tickets, you want to get down there to Toshiba Plaza, because they do broadcast the game out in front. And I'm telling you, those are the shots. Yeah, of course, they're going to be in the arena, but those are the shots that they're going to be on television. They're going to be on ESPN the next day. They're going to be on. I mean, you're looking at that's what they wanted. That's the true, in my opinion, that's the true test and the true merit of a city that is, you know, ride or die for that team is the guys outside the stadium. The people that are like, ah, it's sold out. I can't get tickets, but I'm going down there because I just want to be part of that energy.
Of course.
So it's
good.
You
have people hanging over. There's a bar that like hangs over, you know, some of the people up there. Dude, I couldn't get to see you. I was being up and drinking Jack.
Exactly. I just want to be here, man.
That's pretty awesome, man.
So if you get down there, I don't know if you're near the strip or you get down there, but obviously on the corner of Trop and Las Vegas Boulevard there, they put a giant jersey on the Statue of Liberty in front of New York. It's just badass, and I love seeing that kind of stuff, so... Let's keep it going. Enjoy the weekend and the Vegas Golden Knights. We have to give away our own major event that's happening. Dude, the concerts this year. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen like a summer concert list like that. The ones that are coming to Vegas, man.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody yesterday about this, and just the first day of Los Rages. You know, you get to the end of the list of bands, and they're like, there's a whole other day?
Oh, another day. But you're talking about, I mean, you got Godsmack, Shinedown, Avenged, Prophets of Rage, 3 Days Grace, Zombie, Ozzy, Metallica.
Yeah.
You got System of a Down now. You got Offspring, 311 in the mix. I mean, it's just, you go through every month from now until like the end of the year, and it is just boom, boom,
and
boom,
it's like
boom,
an all-star
boom.
Team of bands. It's not like, you know, it's like the who's who of... awesome rock.
Vegas is on fire, man. So hopefully you're going to be a part of it. You're in the mix. You're in the thick of things. We're 1 week from Las Rages, and we're giving out free tickets coming up here in 6 minutes.
No BS.
876-3692. You are in for No BS Las Rages tickets. If your caller number, let's go 27. We'll do that number again here. Good luck to you. All right, next week, Brittany should be back on the show on Monday. Today was a scheduled day off. That's why she's not in today. She'll be back on Monday. Next week, she will be eating the skin tag. It's still in the freezer. We thought of a good way to do it for Tag Your Brit.
Oh,
also,
man.
Brad Williams is in. We're going to be at Station 6 for the MDA boot drive, right? Fill the boot.
Yeah, talk about a cheat day. I'm having a cheat day.
It's going to be great, dude. Looking forward to that. So next week is going to be jam-packed. Should be a fun show, and it all starts with you calling the drunk line. So 315-3006, please give that phone number a call. Leave yourself a voicemail. Maybe you're going down to the Knights game tonight. Lucky you. If not, you're not in the building. Whatever, you're still kicking some back. please give the phone number a call, 315-3006. We'll play your drunken message back.
Just a reminder, at BS Morning Show on Twitter. Once we get to 500 followers on there, we're giving one of those 500 followers going to win Las Rages tickets.
Perfect. Yes. At BS Morning Show. We are 70 yes. followers away from giving someone in the 500 first 500 followers free Las Rages tickets. So jump on there, all right? Give us a follow. Hit us up. Tell us how much you hate us. That's what Twitter's for.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Let's go to the phones. Find out who number 27 is. It's Larry. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, Larry? Here's your no BS question. Good luck, okay?
All right, Larry. This BS show member was told by their mother not to fight because it takes a bigger man to walk away.
I'll see you, Sparks.
You're going with me? You are a genius, Larry.
Thank you.
Well done. Did your Thank mother you say much. The same thing? Did your mother say the same thing to you, Larry?
Yes, she did.
Yeah, see? Nice. How many times have you been arrested, Larry?
About 3 or 4 times.
Okay, never mind. Hold on the phone, Larry. I love Larry. Larry.
There goes your stupid theory right out the window, buddy.
It's all good, man. It's all good. You got to love moms. All right, that's it for the show. Thank you so much for listening, and we're out of here. We'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye. Oh, no, we'll see you up in Logandale.
That's right.
Greg and I up in Logandale.
11-1.
11-1, man. So if you are up there, you live up there, you don't have to work, get up to the Clark County Fair and Rodeo. It starts today. So we'll see you up there. Bye-bye.
Follow the show on Instagram at BS in the Morning.
I have not missed one show. I love you guys.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
Have a nice day. Thanks for listening to BS in the Morning. Bye-bye.
The truth is, I'm an idiot.